Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and I am sitting in for Melody's Houston today for financial survival. And I hope I can do this halfway decent job for her. And I hope you all enjoy the broadcast as far as what we have to share. As always, we'll be giving news in my opinion for whatever that's worth on the news. And I think sometimes perhaps we make a little bit of sense. I try real hard. I really, really do. But I'm glad you're with us. And don't forget, Melody's on a vacation right now. She certainly earned it. She's certainly earned it. She worked hard a lot of years. But if you want to give her a call when she gets back, or call now. When she has ladies and officers, if you want to place an order, they'll take it right now. And folks, gold and silver is doing very, very, very well. I think we're on the verge of war, and I believe that's one of the reasons why it's going up. Now, if I were you, I would call ASAP. To get what I could while I could before the prices go through the roof. Now, they may come back down again. That's true. But, folks, they're never going back down to what they were. Never. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call up and talk to Carla and tell them I sent you over. Do that. Just tell them I said hi. But gold was up today. 1571.16. Folks, it wasn't long ago. It was hanging in 1450. That wasn't but a month or so ago. As long as there's a threat of war, precious metals are going to do very well. And silver was up almost a buck, 99 cents an ounce, 1837. That's phenomenal. That is a huge raise for silver. That is great. And, you know, I like silver eagles. That's my favorite coin. I mean, I prefer gold, no doubt. But as far as I said, poor man's metal, silver is beautiful. And the silver eagles I give for birthday gifts and gifts people that I care for, they're wonderful, wonderful gifts. And they're a store value, real 99.9% silver, an ounce of it, and it's beautiful. Platinum is up a bunch, $49.80 at $970.70. Wow. And palladium was up $183.46 to $2,054.52. Precious metals are doing phenomenal. I mean, I'm shocked. I mean, I don't like the idea it's going up because we're on the verge of war, perhaps. We're going to cover some of that in a little bit, too. We're going to cover some news about Iraq, what's being said on both sides. And we'll discuss that in just a little bit, so don't go away. The Dow was down 76 points to 28,626. NASDAQ was up 7 points to 9,078. S&P was down 5 points to 3,240. Oil was actually down 0.13% at 62.62. Oil went down. And I understand from what I followed up on some headlines, it went down because, according to the headlines, perhaps Iran is backing off some. Putin is trying to talk them out of too much of retaliation. I don't know why that is. That's what the article says. Anyway, we will see. I can't imagine with all that furor that was over there over the general's death, it's just going to just quiet down and go away. I can't imagine that. But you never know what a nation going to do or people going to do. You just don't know that. You're not inside their heads, you don't know. But Putin, I would say, does hold some sway in Iran, and maybe that's why they're calming down somewhat. We will see. We will see, but we're going to cover some scenarios that could take place that wouldn't be good either way. Like I said before, folks, no one truly wins a war. Everybody loses something. If nothing else, just the life of how many young people that are killed in the process. That is sad. Way sad. Forget the financial expense on that. Forget that. That's sad, but that's not the point. It's the death of people, innocent and combatants alike. And of course, destruction of property. But the lives are something that can never be replaced. Ever. I'll say this, I'll move on to some more news. I've told all my friends that I've known for years, and folks, I'm 71 years old. I've been around a while. I talked to guys who were NOM when I was in that area. I never got a lot of details asking questions because I was just young and I didn't know how far I should go. But whenever you look down the barrel of a gun at another human being, and we pull that trigger, you got to realize something. You took away somebody's daddy, son, wife, or husband, I mean, brother, I don't know. But you took it, you're going to take them away from somebody. And you're going to send them into eternity, one place or the other. Taking a life, a human life, is something that should not be taken lightly nor bragged about. And that's a fact. I know when I got back from the Middle East, from the Far East and Southeast Asia, when I was stationed in Thailand, Vietnam, and Laos, and moving around on bases, they had something over there called ears for beers. They put a bounty on Vietnamese ears. Now, I'm not making this up. This is true. When I first got home, I mentioned a couple people, and they thought I was lying. I don't know why they would think yet, so I just quit talking about it. But now it's on the History Channel. You can find out that I'm telling the truth. Just type in ears for beards. You'll see what I'm talking about. But this is, it was just almost like a sport. War ought not to be that way. It really shouldn't. But anyway, we'll move on. We're looking at some more. I keep hearing about financial prosperity, and I'm not seeing a lot of it, but I keep hearing about it. 2020 just got here. We're into it a week already. 7 days already. 2020. And already, the stores are closing in 2020. Here are some stores that plan on shutting down a bunch of their own, franchises in 2020. Pier 1 Imports is expected to close down at least 70 stores. Chico's, up to 250 stores. Gap, half of all their stores are going to be shut. AC Moore, 145 or more. Office Depot, and man, everybody I think he's off of Depot, at least 90. Bed Bath & Beyond, my wife loves that store, 60. Sears, and of course Sears has been out and in, you know that. I mean, they went bankrupt and back up again, but they're going to close 51. Kmart, at one time in 1994, had 2,500 stores. They've closed hundreds. They expect to close another 45, 50 this year. Christopher and Banks, 40. New York and Company, 27. Now, I know that we look at these stores, add them up here. We're talking about, I don't know, 300, 400 stores. And maybe it doesn't sound like a lot in the scope of things. But talking about 20 employees per store and businesses that are no longer going to require goods shipped to them, I think it's a biggie. I do. And again, maybe people are going online and the sales have been made up online. I'm sure that's a possibility. But it just doesn't seem right to me. Of course, I'm an old-timer, and I used to enjoy going into stores when I had to shop. I don't like to do things online. I never did. Still don't. Probably never will. I don't like to use credit cards. I don't like them. I don't trust them. I tell people all the time that when you're going up to a gas pump and you're using a credit card to buy gas, you're playing Russian roulette with your income with what can happen on those things, and it happens every day. Somebody has a reader in there and reads your card, and the finances you had, you thought you had, are hit into, and you may or may not get straightened up. But I prefer walking in with a piece of paper in my hand. I know it's not real money. Well, at least when I'm giving $20 or $20 worth of fuel, I know it's paid for, and nobody can hack that $20 bill, if you know what I'm saying. That's just an old hillbilly's idea, and I really try to live by that motto. I truly do. Now, this is really a kind of a shocker. The headline says, Soy Boys and Unions Sink America's Biggest Milk Producer. I don't know if you ever drank soy milk. I think it really stinks. I don't like almond milk. It's not milk. It doesn't taste like milk. I don't like it. I like fresh. I said fresh, non-pasteurized, homogenized cow milk with the fat in it. All that just completely natural as our God created. I like that very much. I will not drink milk out of a store. That's body in because for a lot of reasons. And first off, it has 3 teaspoons full of sugar per glassful. 3 teaspoons of sugar in a glass of milk. It's not even good for your children out of the store. I'm saying, they go under, that's your problem. Natural fresh milk is the way to go if you can get it. I can get it with fresh butter and all that, and I love it. And I get fresh eggs. I'm really thrilled with what I can do with Blessed here in the area where I live out in the country. I don't like store-bought products, especially milk that's being killed, things added to it that's not good for you, especially sugar, and on from there. And why in the name of goodness would you add sugar to milk? Because it's addictive, that's why. Anyway, Borden Dairy Company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Monday amid rising milk prices and what court filings described as an unsustainable debt pile. Borden was founded in 1857, one of America's oldest and largest dairy product producers, and the second major dairy company to fold in months. Court filings said the company will use Chapter 11 bankruptcy to pursue a financial restructuring designed to reduce its current debt load, maximize value, and position the company for long-term success. Dean Foods, the nation's largest milk producer, filed for Chapter 11 in November, citing unsustainable business practices, changing customer trends, and rising competition. Filings showed Borden had assets and liabilities of around $100 million to $500 million. The company plans to conduct routine operations through the restructuring period. The filing noted that its debt load and pension obligations were a significant factor that made operations unsustainable. Folks, notice that. Pension obligations. Please notice that. If companies go out of business, you no longer get a pension. You understand that? If you put your trust into pensions from any private corporation or even a government, you're playing Russian roulette. The company has approximately 3,330 employees, with 20% of them covered by a collective bargaining agreement. The filing doesn't say if layoffs or complete liquidation is imminent. Net sales of $1.2 billion were recorded in 2018, but resulted in a net loss of $14.6 million. The company reported a net loss of $42.4 million in 2019, the filing said. Huge, huge losses. And that is a sad and another sad situation. But I know this sounds awful, and I don't mean to come across as being callous, because you know I'm not. But the companies, maybe they can't produce what you want to because it's against the law to sell fresh milk in most places anymore. I know you can't sell it through the stores. That's totally against the law in most places. But when you sell products that are not up to par, people will go other places trying to find something as good. And I personally will not drink soy. And I don't like almond milk, so that shoots that in the head. I mean, there's no point in me trying to cover it up, because it just isn't true. I don't like it. I won't use it. Now, we're going to move into something that should concern all of us. What's happening right now in Iran. This should concern all of us. I don't know what's going to happen. If we go to war, the least of what we'll see is gas prices going through the roof. Gas prices, the oil drops some days, as I said, because Putin's trying to calm Iran down. Will he do it? Will we get it done? I don't know. Even our parliament, we're screaming death to America in the parliament building just, you know, a couple days ago. Millions of people were out in the streets marching and protesting during Soleimani's funeral, and there's such a big crowd there. There's a stampede, and a dozen or two were killed in a stampede during his funeral. You have to give the Iraqis credit for one thing. The Iranians, when they get fired up, they stand up. And what's going to happen next, only God knows. But General Soleimani's daughter said this: families of U.S. forces in West Asia should worry from now on. Yesterday, the Iraqi parliament approved a plan for the U.S. withdrawal. The families of the U.S. soldiers in West Asia who have witnessed the U.S. objection to the battles in Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Palestine will spend their days while waiting for their son's death, Zinam Soleimani said, addressing millions of mourners who gathered in Tehran on Monday for the funeral ceremony of General Soleimani. She addressed Trump, who had personally ordered assassination of General Soleimani, and said, "Hey, mad Trump, the gambler, you are the symbol of ignorance and a plaything in the hands of the Zionists. You should not think that everything that has ended with my father's martyrdom." Zinhab underlined continued support for Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and said each of the resistant front leaders in Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, Iraq, and Yemen is enough to annihilate Trump and his ruling system. In relevant remarks, a top Iranian official and former top commander of the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps issued a late midnight warning to President Donald Trump, promising that Tehran will bring Tel Aviv and Haifa to ISIS if U.S. dares to reciprocate Iran's reprisal attack in vengeance for the assassination of General Soleimani. If the U.S. takes any action after a military response, we will level Tel Aviv and Haifa to the ground, Secretary of Iran's Expeditionary Council Mohsen Razayi said minutes into Monday. Few hours earlier, Iran's missile batteries were sighted on the move to the country's western borders, starting speculation that Tehran's military action to revenge U.S. terror attack on IRGC COD's force commander, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, might be in the offing. Mohsen Razayi had warned her earlier this week that Israel is likely to have had a role in collecting intel on the flight of the martyred general from Syria to Iraq. No doubt Israel's part of this. No doubt. Israel is instigator of most every war in the Middle East, has been for years, folks, since 1948. No doubt they play a part in this. No doubt. And I'm not going to get any more on that detail, but no doubt they have. But according to this article, Soleimani was in Baghdad on a peace mission to de-escalate with Saudis. In the post-2003 Iraq invasion, world based on fake WMD claims, any U.S. official claims based or unspecified intelligence assessments should be treated with deep skepticism, if not outright rejection. For this reason, many rightly immediately question the official Trump administration narrative that Qasem Soleimani was in Baghdad on the night of his death by U.S. drone strike in order to organize more attacks on Americans and U.S. interests. This key claim served as the White House post hoc justification for killing the top Iranian general. And now it has emerged that the slain IRGC Quds Force chief had arrived in Baghdad airport last Thursday night as part of an ongoing diplomatic effort to mediate peace and an easing of tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran. This according to no less than Iraqi caretaker Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi. So Soleimani may have been there on a peace mission. You don't know if there wasn't, and I don't know if it wasn't. And I certainly do not believe our government for good morning. I don't believe anything they tell me for good morning. If you go to our website, PastorButch.com, you'll find a little short video on there about how we were tricked in so many wars, so many of them. Why would I believe them this one? Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I didn't want you to know, I just got a text from Melody a few minutes ago. She asked me if I missed her, and I said, miss who? But anyway, she's enjoying her trip, I'm sure, and I'm so glad she took the time off. She certainly has earned that so much. But you give her a call. And folks, do it before gold prices and silver continue to go up. Get it now. If it drops back down a little bit, that's okay. It'll go up again. Surely, anybody listening to this program for any amount of time, if you've been listening 6 months to a year, you watch gold go up, inch back down, go up higher than before, inch back down. It keeps continually going up and up. Almost $1,572 in the market today. It was $1,450 just a month and a half ago. Think about that. Call her at 800-375-4188. Now let's move on to the Iran situation. Though you say, my goodness, Pastor, but you spend a lot of time there. Yes, I am. Folks, if we go to war, and I think you're probably going to, because I can't see Iran just sitting back and doing nothing. Eventually, they're going to do something. Eventually, even Putin trying to restrain them, eventually they're going to do something. They're not the kind of people who just walks off to get something like this. And it can lead to serious consequences. With Iran being backed by China and Russia both, there's a lot of things, folks, that could happen. I'm convinced, I know you are too, that Russia and China both is supplying them with military arms. And who knows, maybe even the new Russian missiles, the supersonic missiles they have developed, who knows what they got over there. But we might find out real soon. But let's move on. Iran evaluating 13 retaliation scenarios to inflict historic nightmare on U.S. Breaking a five-day silence over its response to the U.S. killing of General Qasem Soleimani on Tuesday, Iran said it was assessing 13 scenarios to inflict a historic nightmare on the U.S. Even if the weakest of these scenarios gain a consensus, its implementation can be a historic nightmare for the Americans. Ali Salamanki, the head of Iran's National Security Council, was cited by Fars News Agency, adding that, for now, for intelligent reasons, we cannot provide more information to the media. Iranian officials previously said that U.S. forces in the region will be targets, and overnight, the Iranian parliament on Tuesday designated the Pentagon and affiliated companies as terrorists. In response, the U.S. has issued a warning to shipping in the Middle East over the possibility of Iranian action against U.S. maritime interests, the Associated Press reported, citing a statement. Soleimani's death has rippled through the Middle East with the U.S. and its allies on a high alert for retaliation attack by Iran. Mohammad Javad Zarif, Iran's foreign minister, said Tuesday that the U.S. would suffer consequences for the killing of Soleimani at a time and place of Iran's choosing. Zarif added the U.S. must leave the Middle East and warn that they don't, a new multi-generational war could erupt. And folks, we've been in Afghanistan for 20 years. Longer than we were in Vietnam. And it's all for the production of heroin, and we are paying for it. The leader of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, Major General Hussein Salami, told 10,000 on Tuesday for the burial of Soleimani in the city of Kerman that Iran was ready to set ablaze those places Americans hold dear over the killing of the former commander. Thousands chanted revenge, revenge, as the ROGC leader declared, "We will take revenge. The revenge will be vigorous and unwavering, woeful and terminal." Now, folks, Iran, I know it's just a country, and it's not equal to the U.S. and probably in any kind of might militarily, but with other nations backing them, they certainly can be. This won't be a picnic once this happens. if this comes to fruition, it's not going to be a good thing at all. So please know that we're not just going to walk in and out of there like we went in for a Sunday school afternoon picnic. It isn't going to happen that way. Chaos over U.S. troops in Iraq as Pentagon insists they won't withdraw despite General Leading the anti-ISIS coalition saying they'll move out of Iraq in draft letter released by mistake amid anger over attack that killed Qasem Soleimani. Now, be this as it may, a general supposedly mistakenly released a letter said that they were going to prepare for helicopter flights as troops pull up and leave the Iraq. But apparently that isn't the case. Although I do know that Iraq has indicated they would like for the U.S. to get out of their country. I expect a lot of countries like the U.S. to get out of their country. But Donald Trump said Sunday that he would only withdraw troops if Iraq paid the U.S. for building and maintaining the main air base the coalition uses. He also threatened greater sanctions than those he had imposed on Iran. Iraq's parliament had passed a resolution which is non-binding, urging the government to evict American troops. Folks, this is another step in who knows what it could escalate into. That was in response to Trump's green lighting a drone attack on the infamous Iranian military leader while he was in Baghdad. U.S. was, that, by the way, that was an Iraqi soil, you understand that. We killed him on an ally soil. I mean, we killed him on friendly soil. Think about that. Just let that sink in. The U.S. will send 6 B-52 bombers to the Diego Garcia Air Base on an island in the Indian Ocean to prepare for the possibility of military action against Iran. It's building up. Both sides are building up. What that's going to lead to, I don't know. How far can it go? Folks, I really don't know. I don't know that even the people who plan this know how far it's going to go. I don't know if there's someone behind the scenes that are pulling both strings and working the puppets. It usually happens that way. Usually somebody that's making a fortune off these wars, the banksters or whoever, are making a fortune, and they're actually pulling the strings and causing the friction, but yet seem to be trying to make peace at the same time. This has been going on for centuries, that somebody is getting rich off the wars no matter who wins. It's always been that way, especially the banksters, the corrupt same people that tried to destroy the temple of God when Christ was alive and took a whip to them. The same bunch of people, the money changers. They do have a lot of control in politics and finances, obviously, and wars. So Iraq is wanting us to leave. I don't suppose they want to be attacked by Iran and their country destroyed because of what we did. And whether you believe it's right or wrong makes no difference, folks. I don't know what caused it. I don't know what the real reasons were, and you don't either. No one does except those who are the few that made the decision. I don't know that Trump even knows what the real reasons were. I know what he might think. I know what he might say. But I don't know that he knows what the real reasons were. I don't know that he actually knew whether this was really a dire thing had been taken care of right away. I really don't know. They're supposed to tell us more tomorrow in front of Congress, I think, why they made this move. I really don't know. But you know, I've been on the radio this coming March. Gosh, that's a couple months away. 27 years with broadcasting radio. Started out one station here in West Virginia, moved on now, by the grace of God, nationwide, and a lot of stations, internet and shortwave, other ways, different ways going through on the air and getting out to people, satellite. But even back in the late 90s, early 90s, they were discussing terror cells in the country across America. Right now in front of me, I have a map that shows the Islamic terrorist networks in America. It has them in, I'm looking here, North Carolina, Virginia, Michigan, Texas, California, Oregon, all around the country, even in Colorado, supposedly terrorist attacks there and terrorist cells there. I don't know. It says, prepared for Iran to activate terrorist cells across America and attack the power grid and water supplies. See, this is what I don't think we consider sometimes. We've never had a war fought in our lifetime on mainland America. We haven't. The closest Japan got was Hawaii. And of course, we know that. And we know now that was set up to be done on purpose. We know that was known about in advance. We know that. That's why I don't trust Trump or anybody else, whatever reason they say they're going. I didn't trust George Bush looking for weapons of mass destruction, which I never found. I didn't trust him then. I don't trust him now. But we haven't had really any major terrorist attacks in our country. We've had people call terrorist attacks. I guess shootings were in there, here and there. But as far as foreign entities coming in and bombing and destroying infrastructure, no, we haven't. This article is from Natural News, and I respect Natural News. They usually report things that are right on the money. It says, as we roll into the new year with the events already exploding in Iraq and Iran, rockets were just fired into the U.S.-controlled green zone near the U.S. embassy in Iraq. It's shocking to realize how many people remain in total denial about the retribution that's going to be carried out by Iran's terror cells that are already embedded in cities across America. As the map shows below, Islamic terrorists and networks have been in place for years. What most Americans don't yet fully realize is that Barack Obama helped fund these new terror networks through a complex international money laundering scheme that delivered over $150 billion to Iran during the Obama administration. At least $1 billion went to fund Iran's nuclear weapons program with full knowledge from Obama. I mean, Obama was a traitor beyond words. Obama also helped Iran capture a U.S. drone and two Navy boats in order to give Iran U.S. military encryption technology. Let me say this. Obama was a Muslim, and he admitted it one time, got caught up in it, then quickly changed his story. As a result, radical Islamic terror cells have a pervasive presence in New York, Boston, Seattle, San Francisco, Orlando, Tucson, and many other cities across the country. The way these terror networks operate is by fitting in with society while waiting for the once-in-a-lifetime command to activate, at which point they carry out deadly attacks on various targets that would produce the highest casualties via asymmetric warfare. In other words, these terror cells are your neighbors, your local dry cleaning owners, Uber drivers, and retail workers. They're everyday people who have spent years embedding themselves in society, but their long-term goal is to destroy America by any means necessary, and that's what they're trained to carry out. Could it happen? Of course it could happen. Will it happen? My opinion says yes, it'll happen. That's my opinion. We kind of smacked the bee's nest, if you know what I mean. We got them upset and we got them angry. And they have the manpower and the wherewithal to do what they say they're going to do. You know, if America had any sense, and as a nation we don't, some do as a people, but as a nation we don't, we'd be on our knees right now before God repenting of murdering about 100 million unborn babies, of sodomizing and perverting our sons and daughters. We'd be on our knees repenting, asking God to forgive us and turn back to Him and reinforcing His moral laws in this country. And then perhaps there might be a chance for at least a brief period of peace in this country. But that's not going to happen. The people don't care enough. They don't want to know this. They don't want to hear it. So it's not going to happen. America is arrogant, stiff-necked, and very perverted now. And judgment on America has got to be real. It's going to be severe. And for me and you, if we're adults, anybody from 40 years up, I don't feel sorry for us. I feel sorry for my grandchildren. I do. Your grandchildren. Your young children. They had nothing to do with it. But yet we turn over to public schools to teach them there is no God and how to have safe sex and how to have anal sex as young as 8 years old in Houston, Texas, Austin, Texas. These are things that America has done. And we think we're just going to slide out of here and not have to worry about it. Folks, we know better than that. Financially, America is struggling, and they keep pumping billions of dollars of repo money into the banks every night. I think it's somewhere over $3 trillion we've pumped into it now, just to keep it afloat. How long can they do that? They call it loans, and it's paid back. It's not even real money. It's a blip on a computer. But they're paying back with interest. How long with this fiat, make-believe money, can we keep this financial thing going? Unless that we have real assets in our hands, unless we have some way to feed ourselves, to have fresh water, something worth bartering, a lot's going to be out of luck. I don't. It's going to cause chaos like you won't believe. Matter of fact, this next article is entitled "Chaos Will Escalate Throughout 2020." When truckers are beginning to sound the alarm on supply chain disruptions across America, it's important to listen up and plan accordingly. The 2020 elections are fewer than 300 days away, and insane radical left-wing lunatics are poised to launch a nationwide violence, possibly even as an attempted armed revolution if Trump wins re-election. Now, folks, don't shrug that off. I don't care who wins. There's going to be trouble. Even before then, Iran supercell may be activated in order to bomb fuel refineries, poison water supplies, or carry out suicide bombings in grocery stores or malls. Any of these events would be severely disruptive to American society. If combined, they would be catastrophic. Next time you go to the grocery store and the shelves aren't empty, think a trucker. And don't expect truckers to risk their lives running suicide deliveries when America's cities collapse into chaos. Once that happens, you're on your own. And that's the day you wish you had a backup supply of food, water, iodine, emergency medicine, communications equipment, and a trusty Remington shockwave shotgun, and folks, some bartering finances, gold and silver. Now, this is not something I take joy in reporting to you, but would you rather I would sit here and give you all kinds of warm, fuzzy news and try to act like there's nothing really wrong? Would you rather be for me to be kind of preacher that's going to tell you, hey, everything's just fine, send me a gift of $1,000 and God's going to bless you? I mean, just send me that plant your seed here, send $1,000. No, we don't do that. I know it on my show, and I'm going to do it, obviously, on this show. But if you were wise, you would call Melody at 800-375-4188 and talk to her about some gold and silver. And you would do that ASAP, right at the break.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, folks, we are back and already on the last part of this broadcast. Boy, it's going by fast. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up phone lines. You want to talk to me? It's 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to me, let me hear from you. 844-769-2944. Now we're going to change gears. Go into some other news. But I would not feel I did anything that I should do if I didn't talk about the real situations in the country. And this problem with Iran, and not just Iran, folks, just everywhere. It's all over the world, but America is big time into this, the Middle East right now. War always causes other problems. And if these scenarios come to pass inside our own country, and if food supplies are cut off, there's going to be chaos in the streets. What's happening in Virginia right now with the want to gun confiscating governor? It's going to be nasty. As a matter of fact, on the 20th, they're having a rally in Richmond, Virginia, and they're asking everybody that attends, even out-of-staters, to carry a weapon, to carry a gun. Two gentlemen from where our pastor, our fellowship in Bible study is going. The event will be live, be on live feed through our website, pastorbush.com. You'll be able to watch it live feed while the rally's going on. It'll be hooked up and playing, hopefully, on the 20th. And, folks, it could be very serious. It could be very serious. So there's a lot of things happening, not just outside the country, but inside the country. Unrest and chaos and tyranny moving in worse than ever has to disarm people. And states like Kentucky are now starting to have counties that have become Second Amendment sanctuaries. West Virginia this year, it looks like the legislators will vote on making us a sanctuary state, Second Amendment sanctuaries. I don't know. Things are heating up in a lot of places, and we don't need to get involved in more wars, especially when we can live at peace among ourselves any longer. That is so sad. So sad. Let's talk to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, Butch. It's been a while. I don't have but a second, but it's good to hear you. I always enjoy when you fill in. But I just wanted to offer something just for your consideration. I know that Obama let it slip that he was a Muslim and everything, but is it possible that was like kind of a purposeful slip? Because my understanding is this: his father, the Obama fellow, that wasn't his real father. His real father was Frank Marshall Davis. He looks strikingly very similar to him. He writes about him in his book, his autobiography or whatever. And, Frank Marshall Davis was an African-American, and he was not a Muslim. He was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party, and I believe an agent, a communist agent, Soviet agent in America. And he was his mentor growing up, according to Obama. And, of course, he was also a pornographer.
Shoot, that's true.
But the thing is, his mother, I don't think she was... My understanding is she was of the, I believe, the Arm & Hammer meatpacking company.
That's what I understand, too.
I forget. It starts with an A. And she was Jewish. And her family was CIA. So that would make him... If Frank Marshall Davis is his father and she is his mother... That makes him Jewish. So I say he's half Jewish.
Well,
and the whole Muslim thing is just a front.
He can be half Jewish, but he said I'm a Muslim. Then the interviewer said, "You mean Christian?" He said, "Oh yeah, I'm Christian."
So, I remember that, but isn't that the perfect front, though? Isn't that the perfect front?
It could be. It very well could be. But no matter how it goes, he sold us out big time. You know that, and so we're seeing.
He's horrible. He divided the nation, and I think that was his main purpose. He divided the nation more than it's ever been divided in my lifetime. All the presidents are traitors. They're all crooks. Anybody that can get in there is basically a crook. We agree on that, I'm sure.
I guarantee you. But, you know, but it's part of the plan, of course, is chaos. And tell you the truth, Trump's carried the same thing on, even though, whether he meant to or not. He's caused more chaos. And with this election coming up in November, I don't care which side wins, all heck's going to break loose. You know that.
I don't think there's any political...
What do you say?
I don't think there's any political solution to this.
There is none.
I don't have any children, and that's, that's about it. I do have a nephew, a 13-year-old nephew, and a couple of teenage nieces, and one of the nieces just started going to a university, and of course her head is going to be filled with the propaganda.
Yes, I guarantee you, brother. It's so bad now. Do you know who DV Kidd is?
Yes.
Okay, DV Kidd, I was talking to her the other day on the phone, and she was substitute teaching in an arts class. And she was talking to a couple students who were on their laptop not doing the assignment she gave them, and they were looking at some information about global warming and trying to get an article to get about it. She said, "Well, this arts class, we need to do art now." But she said, when you check on global warming, you need to make sure you're getting the facts and not what's just being said everywhere. And anyway, she moved on to another student who'd drawn a butterfly. She said one of the most beautiful things she ever saw. She drew it. And she said, she asked a young lady, "Are you going to pursue this art course when you graduate?" She said, "No." She said, "You're not? Why not?" She said, "Well, we'll be dead anyway. We won't be here. Wow. I mean, we destroyed the earth." See, that's they produce no hope. They feed with lies. And our government's dividing a country between blacks and whites, Hispanics and sodomites and lesbians to Christians. They're dividing the country up for a purpose. California just made it illegal for preachers to preach against homosexuality behind the pulpit. This is going to come to blows. And we're getting ready to go to war with Iran, looks like. A war outside and war inside. How long can a nation last doing that? You follow my point?
Yeah. All right, Butch. It's good to hear you. I'll let you go now.
All right, thank you, buddy. Good call. Thank you. And folks, each president, I mean, in my lifetime of presidents, every one of them, even some so-called Reagan deliverer right on up, every one of them has taken us further and further into this chaotic state. Every one of them. If you want to call, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Let's move on. The humble office ID badge is about to be unrecognizable. Plastic cards may soon give way to biometric systems, microchip implants, gait recognition, and other technologies that aim to improve security, generate health data, and monitor workers. Now listen to this, folks. This is for real. This is a mark that meets technology. This is more control, private control and government control. For many employees, the workday starts by swiping a plastic ID card to enter the office. But employers can't always be sure who's holding the card. That humble ID badge is starting to be replaced by biometric ID systems, microchip implants, and those have folks. We're going to microchip you. And tools that monitor workers' gaits or typing habits, technologies that might not only make workplaces more secure and easier to navigate, but also generate personalized health and productive data. Now, are you hearing what I'm saying? You're marked cattle. You produce, we keep you. You don't, we slaughter you. Nehemiah chapter 9, they have dominion over cattle and over bodies. Read it for yourself. It's easy to see why some employers are already using technologies like face and iris scans, which are more difficult to spoof than standard plastic ID cards. cameras scan and record the face of employees and temporary contractors, allowing the workers to bypass turnstiles. Companies can easily reconfigure existing office cameras with face recognition technology. When a person leaves a job, the employer can tag the person's face so cameras block re-entrance. The technology is catching on at companies with large workforces. Construction firms, for example, regularly send new workers to building sites and need a method to easily track who's there, says Sean Moore, chief executive of TrueFace, a face recognition provider. He declined to name companies using TrueFace. Well, I don't know. Why should that concern us, right? Oh, folks, we have been so slowly, but overall easily maneuvered into the beast system that we're all wrapped up in right now. Creeping incrementalism for convenience sake has cost us everything. Wow. Move on to a different topic. Australia's catastrophic fires threaten to upend the way people live. Now, folks, you all heard about this. At least 20 people are dead in Australia. You know, thousands of homes have been destroyed, and probably at least half of being animals killed. And that's sad. It is. It is sad. Said the blazes could go on for months. Said the human, environmental, and economic toll of Australia's devastating wildfires is mounting each day, but the country has barely begun to grasp the total cost of the unprecedented fire blazes and how it will change the way people live. Igniting 2 months earlier than the usual start of Australia's fire season, the flames have torn through an area that's about the size of West Virginia. That's where I live. Killing at least 20 people, shrouding cities in choking haze, and stretching firefighters to the breaking point. And folks, the really sad part of it is, they know of at least 200 arsonists. At least 200 were started on purpose. That is really the sad thing about it. When society is so wicked, they destroy their own society. That's so sad. And I want to cover a few more things running out of time here. These are kind of funny, but they're true. 10 insane, completely irrational things millions of Americans believe as we enter the 2020s. 10 things. And I'm going to read the whole article, but I just want to show you some 10 things. If you just pay attention, okay? Number one irrational thing that people believe: men can become women by wishing it was so. Men can become women by wishing it was so. That is insane. And vice versa, by the way. That is insane. Stock market crashes are a thing of the past. Insane belief number two: stock market crashes are a thing of the past. Insane belief number three: the earth will be destroyed in 10 years if we don't stop using fossil fuels. Oh, that is such a overwhelming, damnable lie. And it's taken over the nation. Insane belief number four: a human baby that's born alive isn't really alive until the mother decides she wants to keep it. Now, folks, I'm not making this stuff up. This explains why it's saying these things in the article. If you go to the website, pastorbush.com, just look under Church News or American Men, and you'll find this on here. Insane belief number four: a human baby that's born alive isn't really alive until the mother decides she wants to keep it. Mm-mm-mm. Insane belief number five: the flat earth theory. Insane belief number six: all vaccines are safe because somebody on the news said so. Oh my gosh, people. You know what? The last thing we can say that once belonged to us was our bodies. If they can force you to inject yourself, to be injected with something that you don't believe you should take for whatever reason, for health reasons, spiritual reasons, whatever. If they can force you to do that, you are totally and completely owned. You understand that? Insane belief number seven: the mainstream media tells the truth, or at least tries to. Oh my, well, it's got to be true. ABC said so. Oh. Insane belief number eight: food isn't medicine, and real medicine can only be acquired from pharmacies. This is actually things that people believe. I mean, this is at least going in the 2020. Insane belief number 9, all white people are evil, and the only experts in the world are children. Insane belief number 10, the world as you know it is sustainable and normal, and nothing will collapse because that's unimaginable. Oh my. Folks, if you believe the scriptures, you know what's coming down. I don't have to tell you that. You already know that. And we're heading into a generation, a new decade, with thoughts that 20, 30 years ago would have been inconceivable to believe, that men could actually think they become a woman by wishing it so. Really, seriously. I mean, to think that, and to think the new media is telling the truth, at least trying to. And to think the world's going to be in within 10 years because of fossil fuels. These are all insane issues, but they're issues that are being discussed and covered today. This is America today. This is what we're facing. Get on your knees, folks. Search for answers before our Creator. Call Melody Hisham also for answers at 800-375-4188. Don't put it off. Don't wait till tomorrow. The prices will be up again tomorrow, I bet you. We're on the verge of war. War caused a lot of things to happen. Some good, many bad. Mostly bad. And I hope that you understand that now is the time to act. Not next week, not next month, not even tomorrow. Do it now. 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. And I will see you Thursday at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll be Dave Allen. Bye-bye.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.